When lawmakers go to Annapolis for the annual General Assembly session, they are joined by a core of public service lobbyists. WIPR's Fraser Smith says none of those lobbyists are more passionate than those calling for sensible gun control measures. But as Fraser notes, the definition of the word sensible remains in the eye of the beholder.
Memories of Sandy Hook don't fade. Who can forget that massacre of innocents? And yet life has to go on, but not necessarily as usual. Not for Jen Paliokonis. For this Parkville mother of two, that day gave life new purpose. She made her grief public and meaningful.
I sat around and I cried. And then I said, you know what? I was complicit in this because 88 people die from gun violence every day, and I've never once said I'm going to stand up and get involved.
The Congress of the United States failed even to order the background checks for gun purchasers. Something Maryland did in the 1990s, and recent national polls show vast majorities favor. Paliokonis felt this, in addition to Sandy Hook, was her moment.
How could I not stand up? How could I not do something about this?
Paliokonis joined a national group, but she wanted something focused on Maryland and Baltimore with its 344 gun deaths last year. She called Vinnie DeMarco, head of Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, and now she's the group's legislative director. She says there's a lot of misinformation out there.
I think a lot of people have a misconception that if you are working on gun violence prevention laws, that you are anti-Second Amendment and that you are anti-gun. And that's just not true. I believe under the restraints of the Second Amendment, we can find some common sense solutions.
State lawmakers have filed nearly 80 gun-related bills this session. Many of them are still tied up in committee, but two, a ban on carrying guns on public college campuses, and one clarifying how domestic violence offenders turn in their guns, have passed both chambers. The pro- and anti-control sides held dueling rallies recently near the statehouse steps. The antis held their usual "Don't Take Our Guns" placards. The other side, led by Montgomery County Senator Jamie Raskin, urged the gun group to, quote, join us. There were no immediate takers. Still, John Mountjoy of Maryland Shall Issue, what he called a human rights organization, said there are areas of agreement.
We absolutely support sensible gun laws.
But, he said, his group's definition of sensible probably doesn't square with Paliokonis's. He's in favor of arming teachers, for example, which Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence opposes. He didn't know whether that would have helped at Sandy Hook.
I do know that in Newtown, the heroic principal, the heroic secretary, were faced with the decision of defending their schools, defending their children, with nothing but staplers and rulers and pencils.
Paliokonis thinks more guns are not the answer. Talking, searching for solutions is more likely to help by reducing the likelihood of such killings, she said. Paliokonis said she has had some conversations with other leaders of Maryland Shall Issue, which make her hopeful that conversations can happen. Senator Raskin said hope for real action lies with people like Paliokonis, people who've had enough.
The entrenched interest in this debate has always been the NRA and the gun lobby, and the only way to beat that is to swamp it with massive popular involvement.
Something did happen in Maryland after Sandy Hook, Senator Raskin said. People like Jen Paliokonis stood up, and they seem to be in it for the long haul.
You know, in a democracy, you just have to keep pushing the stone up the hill.
Paliokonis thinks more people are ready to take their turn pushing. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from Annapolis for 88.1 WIPR.